Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Stretford Paddock. This podcast is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Now more than ever, our internet reliance is increasing, from talking to loved ones, to streaming your favourite shows, to watching any of the podcasts here on Stretford Paddock. And with that increased footprint, so does our need for proper internet security. And Surfshark is a VPN service that encrypts your data, which stops anyone unwanted from seeing it. Another great thing about Surfshark is it allows you to see all of the great content from around the world. Simply sign in to Brazil and check out their Netflix. You can watch Croatian Amazon Prime. And when you're on holiday, you can still watch all of your shows from back home simply by changing it to your home nation. It is that simple. And currently Surfshark have an amazing deal. By clicking the link in the description and using our code PADDOCK, you can get a whole 3 months extra for free. That is 3 months extra for free. In addition, Surfshark also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, use that link in the description and use the code PADDOCK for 3 months for free and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
How are you doing, you all right?
Up the RH.
Up the RH, up that's the what RH. We want.
Come on, Friday
up
afternoon.
Up the RH, Friday afternoon. It's
RH
up the RH
is in town.
Time. Yes.
Get in the comments, up the RH.
Up the RH, that's all I want to hear.
Love
yeah.
it.
Up the RH.
Love
Ryan
it.
Hopper is here. Elite coaching.
Yes.
Yeah? That's what we're talking about.
No messing around, mate.
Nah, man. Elite coach for an elite podcast.
Yeah. Correct. So, couldn't agree more, mate.
Stephen Alston's been here, there and everywhere this week. So I thought, do you know what? Who's the one here?
Yeah.
Who
it.
Do we get in? If Joylston, Stephen Alston's not available, who's who's the best person to get in?
Never let you down, do I?
You never let me down, man. You're reliable.
Got to yeah. give
you're
you
like
what
Dennis
you want.
Serwin. You're the Dennis Serwin yeah. of podcasting.
I agree. Got to give you what you want and what the people want.
That
well.
Is what the people
you know
want,
I mean?
Right? The people
so,
demand it.
Yep.
Yeah. They've constantly, that's all I ever hear, up the RH.
Comments are going wild as we speak.
Do you know I what, heard. Right? I did a yeah. podcast once. And I think it was about 2 years ago. And it was with someone like the Mumbai Supporters Club or something, yeah. It was an Instagram live, yeah. Instagram live, the Mumbai Supporters Club. First comment.
Up the RH.
Up the RH. Well,
it's no surprise, mate. It's a mad. Need some merch, you know. Seriously,
dude,
we're in a fortune,
mate. I know someone who can help you out on that.
Yeah, I do.
Check it out.
Let's do it. Check
yeah,
it
let's,
out.
Let's make it yeah. happen, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, do you know what, right? And I've got an apology to make to you, Hopper.
Go on.
And I don't like apologies, man. I tend to avoid them. Okay. But I do, right? Me and Joe Smith did a members video the other day.
Yep.
Right. And you'll know straight away where I'm going with this when I tell you what the members video was about.
Go on.
It was about our top six football films.
Oh, go on now, you're killing me, aren't you?
And I'm scared to say this out loud because you're a nice guy and you're my friend and that, but you might end up just throwing your hands about in a minute. We didn't include your film in it. I am absolutely embarrassed to my core, right?
Fuming, absolutely fuming.
What can only be described as not just one of the best football films, but one of the best films.
Honestly.
Full stop.
You don't get nominated for an Oscar.
No.
And then it's not being in your top six.
Honestly,
how's
right?
That happening?
That should have been... In fact, the whole video should have just been about that film.
No, seriously.
Do you know what I mean? So we will be doing a follow-up podcast based purely around Oprah's film, which wasn't Bendit. We had Bendit like Beckham in there as well.
No.
It was right there.
Yeah.
It was right there for us to lead into your one. Because your one was called, what was it?
Young Beckham.
Young Beckham. Yeah. Young Beckham. And it featured David Beckham, didn't it, obviously?
Yeah. Of course it did. Went to Hollywood and the stars to the premiere and all sorts.
Yeah, honestly, right? I can't believe we didn't have young Beckham in there. And obviously, Kay Shadzka has come in. He's been a member for 27 months, by the way.
Brilliant.
Big thank you to you. I said, Jay, little disappointed, I'm just making up words he's not said, that RH's football movie wasn't nominated in the top five football movies video. Oscar-deserving performance, up the RH. And he's right.
Brilliant. I couldn't agree with him more.
I've got nowhere to go. I can't argue. I can't defend myself.
Yep.
It should have been front and centre. In fact, we should have done a watch-along for it.
You know what I like, though?
Go on.
You know, you're man enough to stand up and apologise. So
listen.
I appreciate you. We're live, so it can't be easy.
It's not easy.
A lot of people.
And the only time... You know what the funny thing is, usually when I'm doing an apology video on this channel, it's on behalf of Stephen Howson.
I know, it makes a change, doesn't it?
To be sat here doing it for myself is a bit of a world
I appreciate
first.
That.
But
I
can hold my hands up and say when I've got something wrong. And to not include young Beckham,
I love how you keep saying it so it gets more views every time you say it.
I mean,
I love it. I love it, mate.
Sorry? What? Hang on a minute. There's been a twist in this.
It gets even better.
Right, plot twist. The cameraman, producer Ethan, who you all know, our favourite Geordie.
Yep.
He was the cameraman on Young Beckham. So, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
Right, and I'm not going to Google this. So, I'm doing this from memory. I think. When Oprah was getting nominated for the Best Actor Oscar, I think Ethan got nominated for Best Cinematographer.
I think he did, but I made the shortlist, he didn't.
Oh, right. So you got the Oscar nod. He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
Well, he should have done, because the camera work in that film is up there with Scorsese in his prime. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was calling him.
They call him that, the Scorsese Gateshead.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But
I think actually Martin Scorsese has Ethan James pictures on as well.
I won't be surprised. The work that he produces is
chef's kiss. Why didn't you flag it up then? I did flag it up. Did you? Don't try to throw me under the bus here. You did not throw
you. Gets worse.
Oh my God, Ethan. You know how much I love that film. And I would have 100% put that in. And also, we probably could have got away with using a few clips out of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We could. Let's not do that now. Come on, let's go.
We are going to do a follow-up video. It's just going to be the best football film, and it's going to be a watch-along of Young Beckham.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get RH in, we're going to get Ethan in, and they're going to talk us through each scene.
It should have been. I did that, it wasn't a paid gig, so,
It wasn't paid?
It wasn't paid, so really? We might have to... have a think about
it. I can't believe Warner Brothers didn't pay you for that.
I can't believe.
Or Fox, whoever it was
produced
that.
It's mad.
Do you know what I mean? That big budget.
Ethan
was paid.
Well,
how's the cameraman getting paid and the star? The star of the show, he's got his name above the credits.
No, listen. Yeah. He's a good mate of mine. Still a very good friend of mine. His son was the main role in it. Jared Segal, he was called.
Right.
It was about his son, and he was a favour for him. So,
right.
I'm a man of the people.
You are a man of the people,
and I do favours for people.
You
so.
Do. You've done
and I give
constantly.
the best performance that I could, and I was nominated for an Oscar.
That performance is still spoke about to this day.
Yeah, well, we talked about it now for about 10-15 minutes of our podcast. So,
do you know what I mean? But I think, the thing with that as well, Ethan, no one can take that away from you.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Lead role
in a Hollywood blockbuster.
Honestly. They're saying that my performance was better than McGregor's in his new movie. That's the rumour. Anyway, up the RH, up the Reds. What
up the RH. It's on YouTube, someone said. You're back in the official. Of course it's on YouTube.
Of course.
I think actually it's still at IMAX. If you go to your local IMAX, it's still on.
In a ghost town somewhere. Yeah. You're a bad guy not putting it on your list, though.
I'm mental. I'm disappointed in myself. And I'm annoyed with him because... He's full of it, right? He did not flag it up, mate. He did not tell me. Because I'm 100%.
Look at him typing away furiously over there.
Look at him
there,
now,
getting
throw me under the bus a bit more.
Look at him.
I know, yeah. You want to worry when he starts typing. Yeah, he's up to some something.
He's apologised. We don't need to get it up. You know, the apologies.
Oh, yeah, this is a good point, yeah. See Joe James John says, director's commentary. We could do that.
Yeah, we could,
Jared, what's this? I'm getting some background info on the filming. Jared, the director, lives in Beverly Hills too.
He does, in Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah. In fact, I think when you go on them Hollywood tours, they take you to his house. They say, that's the director of Young Beckham. Right, that's where he lives.
You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. What about if he's watching this now?
I hope he is. Honestly, I've done more to promote Young Beckham than anyone.
I'm going
to
send him the link.
Listen, seriously though, I'd be very proud of it. Yeah, I'm very proud. It's a great performance.
Very proud.
Great cinematography. So did you two both go over to the US to film it then? What happened?
They came over to Manchester.
Was it set in America? It's Young Beckham, sorry. So it's set in where, Beckenham?
Becky, this guy, mate. Some of it's in Manchester and then some of it's in LA as well.
Right, but yous were doing it at Manchester.
No, well, I was in LA as well, but I was there to do my own stuff and we tied it in. Because I'm a man of many talents.
So is this like a true story of Beckham's youth?
No. Right. You're going to have to watch it and find out.
What's the synopsis? Right, give me the synopsis.
Can we move on? Let's talk about Bruno.
No, I need to know Beckham. Is this about David Beckham when he's a youngster? Is this about another kid who could be like Beckham?
Yeah, he's like,
right, and you coach him to make him as good as Beckham.
Yes, correct, yeah.
Right, there you go. And Ethan was the cinematographer.
Yes, he was.
Right, see, it's fantastic. All become clear. Thank you. And I look forward to watching it. I've already watched it several times. I just wasn't sure about the plot. I forgot.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get involved in the chat in the comments. You can talk about Young Beckham if you want.
Yep,
hit that like button. In the film, watch this for a segue.
Yeah, come on.
In the film, you play a football coach, but you're also a football coach in real life.
I love it. I've got a lot of time for this.
Players you have coached is Bruno Fernandes.
Yes, he is.
Now, this sounds weird, right? But I feel like Bruno Fernandes, who's broke records for his goals and assists since he's coming to the Manchester United team, I don't think he's missed one game through injury in the 4 years he's been here, or 5 years, whatever it is, since he's been here. He's the captain of Manchester United, has just put in another magnificent performance in helping us beat Liverpool 4-3, which saw him playing at centre-back. I still feel like he doesn't really get the credit he deserves. I still feel like there's a section of the United fan base that are very, very critical of him. And I'm not saying he's perfect, he isn't, but no player is. But I still feel like he's a little bit underrated. I do. I feel like there's people out there that actually go, do you know what? Bruno isn't that good. He isn't what we need. I've even heard the argument that, oh, you know what? Maybe if we get Mountain, he could take Bruno's place. And I think that's insane. For me, Bruno Fernandes is one of the few post-Sir Alex Ferguson success stories we've had.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I've got my bias hat on, as always, because I work with him. But I think the fan base is divided. It is very much divided. People really love him, or people, you know, dislike him because they feel like his attitude's not of where it needs to be for a Manchester United captain, which, you know, that's their opinion. But if you're talking purely footballing, technical ability, someone who can create, someone who can work hard, someone who, in my opinion, is one of Manchester United's better players. And like you said about the signings post Ferga, I do feel like he's probably the best.
100%.
Listen, I'm biased. I think he's a fantastic human being as well as a player. You know, his attention to detail, the way he wants to work and improve his game, even though he's a Manchester United captain and international, is second to none. So,
yeah, listen, you can criticise Bruno Fernandes. I don't think you can say, you have to sit here and go, he's perfect, or he hasn't had bad games, or he hasn't sometimes frustrated. I get all that. But I think he's a player that always tries to make things happen. which sometimes can lead to, obviously, if you're trying to make things happen, you're going to give the ball away. I think if you look at the amount of chances created, I think he's like, he's created the most chances, I think, of anyone in the Premier League, which, considering the team he's in and the times we've been struggling, is pretty impressive. In terms of the fact that, you know, his availability, as you always say, the best ability is availability. Yeah. I don't think he's missed a game in however many years through injury, which again is phenomenal. And his willingness as well to play in different positions, whether it's in midfield, whether it's a deep line midfielder, whether it's a 10, whether it's a right winger.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that. He's been, you know, wherever the manager's asked him to
play. Centre back the other day.
Centre half, chopped in there, like you said, all the midfield, in the 8, in the 10, out wide. You know, he does that graveyard shift where he has to work hard, and that's not his game, you know. That's not his game, where he has to do the hard yards. His hard yards are, you know, being creative and stuff like that. But, yeah, but no, listen, that, you know, he does have bad games. All footballers have bad games, but the fan base is definitely, in my opinion, divided on him, and, you know, it's good, interesting.
It's a good point. Get involved in the comments, because I don't, you know, be honest in your opinion of Bruno. You can see that you're right up with the fan base, because it's split here in the comments.
No, it's split.
There's people saying, Nomad Joe says, honestly, I've been critical of him. Don't think he's been so great for us recently. Adam Gibson says, issue for Bruno is that he's part of a United team that really isn't built for winning trophies. I'm looking for him. Deserves more accolades, against his time here. Miles says, the best ability, Bruno would play under 23s if we'd let him. Always available, always runs. Then Sweaty Legend says he's, you know, he does brain dead things as often as he does brilliant things. That's why he's criticised. He also says, all told, he's still a brilliant player. I agree with that
point, yeah.
And I think that I'll get pellets for saying this, but if you watch the great United teams, the players that were the creative ones, like, I used to see Ryan Giggs give the ball away a lot because he tried things all the time. Now, obviously, he's a legend and he won the lot and he was a magnificent player, but he would have crosses that wouldn't reach the man. He would get tackled a lot, and you know, but he'd always keep going, he'd always keep trying. I think when you're an attacking player, you have to do that. And Bruno, 100%. For me, is an attacking player. Yeah, I don't care where he plays in the team. He's an attacking player. His job in that team is to create, and he does that. And I think sometimes you go, oh, man, that pass hasn't come off. Or, don't get me wrong, end of the Luton game, I was fuming at him when he had that shot near post, and, you know, we're up against it, so there can be little moments. But I think in total and in general, if we didn't have Bruno Fernandes, we'd be in a lot of trouble. I think he's been a big part of the reason we've been able to get certain seasons where we've reached the Champions League, where we've gone far in the cups, and where we eventually won the Carabao Cup last season. He always played his part in those moments and has filled the role that he needs to do. And I feel like he became an easy target for certain people because everyone loved him and the numbers he was putting up. I think there was already a little bit of a counter opinion of, well, he's not as good as you all think, and you know, actually, if you
it's
watch this,
gonna happen,
yeah. And then when his numbers tailed off, people started jumping on him a bit more, going, actually, look at this, that, and the other. But I think in a team where you've got certain question marks over several positions, he isn't one of them for me.
I think when you talk about the numbers as well, like, you know, some people love the stats, some people, you know, don't really pay attention to the stats. But, you know, if you look at Odegaard for Arsenal, for example, Bruno's stats are better than his, and everyone's raving about him. So I think it just depends on fan bases and your own personal opinion on a player. But certainly the consistency in terms of being there, showing up, performances. Listen, he might have bad games every now and again, but all footballers do. I think because he's captain of Man United and a big player and someone who... Let me ask you this question, Jay. If he... Maybe it's a little bit different now with Mainu and stuff like that, but in that midfield, if you looked for someone to create chances apart from Bruno, who would you have looked to before Mainu come?
Well, you'd be in trouble.
No one would do it.
No one would do it. If you were looking around that team, okay, it's not Bruno. Christian Eriksen, maybe. Is he fit all the time? No. Can you have him in that midfield all the time? Probably not, especially when you're up against it. Because one thing Bruno's got in his locker as well is he gets about the pitch. He can be physical. Yeah. He's got an engine. Eriksen at times can get a little bit overrun. Mason Mount has been injured all season, so forget about him.
Yeah.
Scott McTominay, listen, he'll pop up with a goal. We know he will. Is he creative?
He's a grafter, though.
He's a grafter.
Yeah, so.
But is he someone who's going to give you...
Technical ability unlock things, no.
No, he's just not. He's really not. And I think you have to give Bruno credit for that. And like you say, it's like the captaincy thing, right? I hear this all the time. And I heard this after the game. I was in one of my group chats after the game on Sunday. Someone said, oh, I love Bruno. Love what he did today. You know, fair play to him. going in defence, doing all that. But for me, he shouldn't be captain. And then the argument was coming up then, all right then, who should be captain? And there isn't an obvious answer. If you say, these were some of the names that were bandied about the other day,
yeah.
This is from my group chat, Casemiro, injured a lot. There's question marks about his long-term future at the club. There's question marks over whether he's still the same player that we saw at Real Madrid and for the beginning part, or so half of last season, or two-thirds of last season, I should say. Is he the answer? I don't even think he plays that often enough to be captain.
No, he doesn't.
Rafael Varane, the same applies. He doesn't play that often. He's had injury issues. There's the time when he was dropped for Johnny Evans.
Yeah.
Can you rely on him to be captain? I don't think so. Harry Maguire, you took the captaincy off him to give it Bruno because he's not first choice anymore. You don't give it him back. Lisandro Martinez, he's missed half his United career through injury. I love Martinez, and I think if he played every game, you could maybe make that argument.
Very good player.
Yeah, he is. He's probably our most important player under Eric Ten Hag, one of them. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't play enough, or he hasn't, just because of injury, to be considered a captain for me. Then you look at one of the two of the others. Maynou, he's a kid. He's only just coming to the team.
Hoyland, we can't put too much pressure on him.
You can't expect him to do everything. He's only 18 years old. I think he could definitely be a future captain. 100%.
His performances have been absolutely incredible. Yeah. And he deserves the England call-up and stuff like that. But, you know, we can't put too much pressure on him. We need to let him develop. I think if we just overhype someone, and it'll be another Bruno where he gets to the heights and someone will be quick, or the fan base will be quick to knock him back down. I know he's different because he's a homegrown talent, and we do look after homegrown talents. But I feel like we just let him enjoy his football and let him develop the way he has been doing, because he's been brilliant.
No, 100%. I mean, Maynou, you know, we could have a whole podcast just talking about Kobbie Maynou. He's absolute phenomenon. I think he's one of those players you just can't overhype. Anything you say about him complimentary, I just agree with it all, because he's just so, so good.
Yeah.
I'll go into some of the comments. Let us know what you think about Bruno. I noticed the other day as well for Portugal, he got a goal and assist, I think, against Sweden. Mm. He always does well for the national team. They seem to sort of... I know, obviously, they've got Ronaldo and what have you, but I think in that team, he seems to have found a role that just suits
him.
That just absolutely suits him. Glenn F says, Captain Magnifico, the whining and the arguing is the Mediterranean temperament. I know Portugal is on the Atlantic, but you know what I mean. Portuguese Magnifico. David Wilkins says, finally nice to see David Wilkinson, fulfilling his potential. Mourinho said that United finally had a right back for a decade. We'll get,
we'll get to that
in a minute. Zayad Khan says, it's the Brew lad, what's all this footy talk? Apologies. Even the film talk was related to football, because we were talking about Young Beckham, which is a film I know we've not really touched on that. We'll get to that in a minute. Before we do though, cue dramatic music. It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's the biggest advancement in below the waist grooming technology ever witnessed. Yeah, because Manscaped have dared to dream. They've not only dared to dream, they've come up with the goods. They have finally released the Performance Package Ultra 5.0. You remember when people said to Fergie, you'll never knock the Scousers off their perch, You'll never win three in a row. You'll never get to 20 titles. You never win 13 Premier League titles. You never do the treble. You never win two Champions Leagues. And he went, watch. And he did it. Well, Manscaped have done the same, They've come with the Lawnmower 5.0, the Ultra Performance Package. It's got everything you want, right? It has got all the things that you love, So the crop preserver, the crop toner, the shed travel bag to put it all in, You've got the weed whacker for your nose and ear hair. You've got all that stuff. You've got the boxer briefs, because I don't know about you, but I like to look snazzy. Boxer briefs, the best way. You can even go out just wearing your boxer briefs. You look the part, don't worry about that. And all that, plus the seminal moment in below the waist grooming technology, the Ultra 5.0, the Lawnmower 5.0. And what I love about that as well is it's got the LED spotlight. It's got the multifunctional on-off button. So it's not just on or off. You can do both. You can take your pick. It's unbelievable, but it's here. And using the code HOUSING, you get 20% off and free shipping. I say this all the time, When you think of your nutsack, think of Stephen Housen, Think Housen, ball bag Housen. That's what I want you to think of, There's a link in the description. Use the code HOUSING. Get 20% off and free shipping. You get the crop preserver, the crop toner, the shed travel bag, the boxer briefs, the weed whacker, all that good stuff, and the Lawnmower 5.0. Your balls will thank you with Manscaped. Yep, and a big thank you to them for sponsoring this podcast. Right. Lee New says, no one ever said Fergie would win the Cup Winners' Cup. He did it, Jay. He did. the most important moment in the history of football, the biggest achievement in the history of football. I want to talk about another Portuguese magnifico while we're on the subject. Someone else you've coached as well, because you coached Bruno, and I think you deserve enough credit for doing
that, sir,
and helping him.
Cheers.
Also, Diogo Dalot, another one of your lot.
Yeah.
He's someone, right, who's divided opinion like Bruno for a long time. And I think Dalot's probably had a few more detractors than Bruno, because for a while it looked like he wasn't quite going to be good enough. He went on loan to Milan.
Yep.
There was like question marks about, is he really the player we thought he was going to be? Aaron Wan-Bissaka came in, very, very impressive early doors. Wan-Bissaka, people go, oh, you know what, he's much better than Dalot. Even last season, there was this argument that maybe Wan-Bissaka was the better option. This season, Dalot has been pretty much ever-present in the squad, at right-back, occasionally at left-back, and he's been very, very good. He's had his moments. I'm not going to pretend he hasn't. I remember the Bournemouth game in particular. Yep. A few critics in the Champions League. I think it was at Galatasaray away against Newcastle in the Carabao. There's been one or two moments with little lapses or whatever. Where you go, oh. But he seems to have ironed them out recently. And I think if you're looking at an all-round right-back, not just one who can go forward and who's decent going forward and who can defend but is a bit ropey going forward or whatever, but someone who can do both of those things, can go forward, can defend, has the energy, has the ability, whatever system you're playing, he seems to play well in it, then Diogo Dalot's your man for me. I think he's been brilliant.
He has been brilliant. And I think this season in particular has really stamped his authority in the team. Like you say, Wan-Bissaka, you know, probably the best 1v1 defender. But going forward, he hasn't got what Diogo has. And like you said, he's very good at going forward. You know, he's added goals to his game. He's assisting. But defensively, he looks absolutely solid as well. There's not many people that are he's very quick. He's very athletic. You know, no one's really beating him 1v1 and all, giving him a hard time. So, you know, fair play to him. It was always there, though, because he's always, again, can't fault him. Wants to work, wants to develop on his game. And a great, great human being. And always a fan of the channel as well. He's a top player. And you can see the passion when he's playing for United as well. I think he loves an high five too much, though, I'm not gonna lie. Loves an high five, but he loves it. You can see the passion, and you can see, you know, after the game against Liverpool, I think he understands what it means to play for United, and he gets us, he gets the fans, and he gets the team. And Ten Hag's, he's a go-to man for Ten Hag. He's been very good.
You make me laugh.
He does love an high five.
He does love an high five. But I got annoyed at that against Liverpool. There was one moment where I can't remember what it was. It was something that wasn't even that great.
He just loves it, mate.
And they were high fiving in defence. I think they were high fiving as the Scousers were preparing to take a corner. I was like, what is this high five nonsense? Like, get on with it.
He loves it.
But he does. He played a lot of minutes as well. He's played 2,273 minutes in the Premier League. Just to put that into context. So that's more than, just a little bit more than Bukayo Saka, more than Kyle Walker, almost the same as Virgil van Dijk. Again, availability, being there. You look at his peers, look at the rest of the defence this season. Luke Shaw's missed more games than he's been available for.
Yeah.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka's missed more games than he's been available for. Tyrone Malacia's missed the entire season. I don't know what's going on. Anyone who knows where Tyrone Malacia is, give us a shout.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, Lisandro Martinez has missed almost the entire season. Yeah. Missed a big, like, wasn't fit at the beginning of the season, gets injured, comes back, gets another injury. I'm not blaming him. It's not his fault, but it's the fact it happened. Yeah. And then you look at the likes of Maguire's missed matches, Johnny Evans, I know he's 35, he's missed matches, Varane's missed matches. We've had all our defenders.
He's been ever present, really. Yeah. Like, even right back, left back, like you said, Jay, like, been ever present. I think that loan move to Milan really did him the world of good for his development. I know he had a successful time there, but like playing games, you know, different scenarios, you know, it's experience, and you learn and grow from experience. And I think he's done that, and it's made him a better player. And he's, like I said, he's been really good.
No, I do. There's a lot to like about Dalot as well. I like a player that improves. And he does improve. I think he does get better. You can see that. Yeah. His trajectory, he's gradually got better. He's not just stagnated, or he's not come in and smashed it and then gone downhill or whatever.
Uphill all the time.
Yeah,
he's developing,
has. His attitude is great. When you talk about him, you know, you said he's a friend of the channel. Yeah. I think he's a friend of United fans.
Yeah, he loves it. He gets it.
He spends time.
He gets it.
He does. I remember being in Norway for the Atletico game in pre-season. And he was spending time with the fans there, gave one of them his shirt.
Brilliant.
Like, not a, you know, oh, someone's got a sign. It was like he went over and he was just chatting. He's always got time for us. You know, he's chatted to us on the channel a few times. And he just seems to be, you know, he's got that sort of that passion. I love it when he scores a goal and does like 12 celebrations.
Yeah, he loves it, mate.
He does. I mean, there's a lot to like about there. Peter Kelly in the chat has been a member of the Academy for 44 months, man. Fantastic.
Hey, unreal.
From the start up.
44 months, unreal that.
He says here, lads, do any of you remember early 2010s in European games, there used to be extra officials beside the goal.
Yeah,
I completely
that, yeah.
forgot about that until recently.
It's a random one, but I do actually remember that.
Yeah. What were they doing then?
I don't know. I think he was checking to see whether it went over the line, I think.
Yeah.
Or went over... I think, yeah, I do remember that. It's a random one, though, to bring that one up.
Jay and Joe's adopted son Benjamin says, he was exceptional against Liverpool. Keeping Diaz quiet is not that easy. Mm. Adam Gibson says, Delo should probably be in the national team ahead of Semedo. Someone else says, Milad says, Malassia's with Kate. That's the other conspiracy going around. What's happened to, is it Kate Middleton? I mean, yeah, all sorts going on there. C. Joe James John says, yes, for goal line. Yeah, I think it was. Was it the goal line
goal
thing
line,
before
yeah.
Hawkeye?
But then they got, yeah, the watch. They got the watch, didn't it? See
old nine, Hawkeye and... came in. I was at that game. I was at, you remember when he started doing that after the England game, the World Cup, when we played Germany?
Lampard's
yeah, I was at that game in Bloemfontein. Yeah, I was at the other end of the stadium, right?
And, clear as day,
you,
was it?
Mate, was you it? Could see it. And this is when I used to drink, and I was levered. And even I could see from the other end of the stadium that it had clearly gone over the line. And I don't even know what the referee was thinking not to give it. And that's when they brought in Hawkeye. And the thing with Hawkeye is it's black and white, isn't it? It's over the line, it's not. Right. That's why there's a little bit of a difference with VAR. But do you know what someone was telling me the other day as well? Is you remember that Rashford chance that he missed at the end?
Is it offside?
Someone was saying it was offside. Someone who's got a bit of ICK around the VAR stuff. Can you imagine if that had been gone in and given offside?
I know.
I don't think we
should
win
score
that game.
There, though.
He should score. He should put it in the net either way.
He should.
But I think he made up for it.
No, he did. He did.
Jay's Parker said, holy shit, Jay's been to Bloemfontein. I think he's laughing there because he always say it. Mike Keegan says, Jay, just talk to me about Robbo for a bit. Reminisce. How old are you, Opper?
I'm 30.
30.
I don't look like I've had an hard paper round, but.
You don't look
30
over 29.
Cheers, pal.
I mean that.
You're lying again to me, but I appreciate it. That's another apology that you need to do for me, please.
Well, you mean missus?
Mental.
Right, I said
mental.
You don't look over 29, right? That's the sort of thing you're just saying that. You don't mean it. I, and on my heart, right, I did not think you were 30 years old.
You thought I was older, didn't you? You're a bad guy today. Honestly,
this is descending
I'm the man.
Some sort of Coronation Street episode.
I'm the man.
Listen.
If you need to call a man to come on the channel.
I'll be honest with you.
Don't ring me.
I didn't know. Don't say that. Come on, right? I said to Opper, right?
Mental.
Steve's away, Joe's away, Mac is away. First port of call, Opper. He went, when do you need me for? And he was early. Yeah. Nothing but respect for you.
They call me the postman, you know.
He always delivers.
He loves it. Look at him. Up the RH. Get in the comments. Come on.
Get in the comments.
They love me on here.
Santa Knott says he's 29 until he's 30. I love that. Do you ever remember that Twitter exchange?
No.
Legendary Twitter exchange between two Arsenal fans arguing about the age of a player. And like he's 27 until he's 28. So you won't have seen Robert, will you?
Brian Robson?
Yeah.
I've seen like highlights and stuff
Thing was me and Robbo, right? I caught sort of towards the end of his career more. So I started watching United properly from sort of 99 onwards. So he's still phenomenal player. But from like 92 to 93, he stopped playing in the team. He was a sub, which, you know, would have been unheard of in the late 80s or the 80s. But yeah, you can still say, you see what a fantastic player he is. Just one of the great all-time greats, Mike Keegan. Happy to chat about him. Also, a really nice guy. I've met Robbo a few times, and he's always got time for you. He's always got time for the fans. Just a top guy. And at one point, he was the best midfielder in the world. Let's put it this way. Played Barcelona. Diego Maradona was playing for Barcelona. We were 2-0 down from the first leg. We won 3-0. Maradona didn't get a touch. Robbo scored 2 goals.
Job done, mate. Thanks for coming.
Done. Miles says, are we updating the wiki today, boys? Feel free to. Do you remember that? The Droylsden Wikipedia got updated.
You've had some good times on this channel, haven't I, really? Taking the mick out of my film. Wikipedia
right, hang on a minute.
Gets done in.
Right. We didn't say the mick
no,
out
you
your
didn't.
Film.
The Wikipedia one was good banter, to be fair. It was Premier League banter, that, to be fair.
It
needs update. If anyone's tech savvy on this Wikipedia, I need it like There's way more clubs, there's way more stats. I don't know who's even created this for me. Right. I appreciate you creating it for me, by the way, but it needs updating. So it needs updating positively, though, not like...
Yeah, it doesn't do you justice.
Yeah, like 5'1" and like 4'2" and all that carry on.
Well, it says here you're 5'7", is that...
5'7", that is correct,
is that all right?
Yeah.
Right.
But that'll change in about a minute.
Yeah, it says here, place of birth, Manchester.
Yes, correct.
Well, that's a bit vague, isn't it? Manchester, whereabouts?
Yes.
So can we get that whereabouts? Are you born in Manchester?
North Manchester, is it? The hospital?
I don't know.
Crumpsall, where?
Oh, right, okay. Well, can we get that point in Crumpsall?
Yeah.
It says Ryan Hopper, 13th of November 1993, is that true?
Yes, that's correct.
Right,
that,
okay. Is an English footballer who played as a midfielder for Accrington Stanley in Football League 2. See, I'd like to change that. I think that the top line here should be Ryan Hopper is a media personality best known for his starring role in Young Beckham. I think that.
Why
be the
would
top
you
line.
Do that? That's disgusting.
Well, it should
that
be.
That is mental. I take pride on this. This
like,
if
that's
someone's
going to
do this, it should be. It should
me.
Be Ryan Hopper.
Go on.
Up the RH.
Up the RH.
Elite coach.
Elite coach.
To Manchester United and Premier League players, international players. Yeah. This is what it should be saying, not like starring in a lead role in Young Beckham. Come on.
Okay, sorry. Right, I forget how many strings to your bow you've got.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Right, so let's have that. If you're watching, don't forget as well, you can always rewind and get the facts straight. Get on Wikipedia. I'm banned from editing it. I'm not allowed anymore. So that we can put that on. Right, they took that away from me. I used to be able to. I may or may not have... changed a few things.
It would be nice to get the coaching on it, you know,
coaching.
They're playing in League Two. And then if you want to want to be a movie star and the Oscar nominee and all that, feel free.
Because it says there's more. There's the career. Okay. So you've got a little section here saying career.
Yep.
Hopper was born in Manchester, England.
Yep.
He started his career in the youth team of Oldham Athletic, but joined Accrington Stanley in May 2010 on a 2-year scholarship. He made his Stanley debut on the 27th of March 2012 in a 2-0 home defeat to Oxford United, coming on as a substitute for Charlie Barnett. On the 16th of August 2012, he joined Conference Northside, Droylsden on a 3-month loan.
Yeah.
In December 2012, he joined Mosley and later had spells at New Mills, Winsford United and Droylsden. See, it's not enough there.
It's not enough. It needs a lot.
There's
what
more.
What about the coaching? And the
coaching.
Yeah, you know...
Right.
Get in touch if you're good on this sort of stuff.
Mind the bloody coaching. What about your starring role on The Brew?
Yeah, and The Brew, media personality.
Hopper is a Brew.
The postman.
He's a Brew. He's a regular.
The postman to Stretford Paddock.
The Stretford Paddock podcast, The Brew, featuring Jay Martin and Stephen Alston, in that order.
Absolutely. Feel free to put that on.
Honestly, I'm fuming.
And while we're on it,
we
were talking about celebrities in Droylsden and Stialson. What about celebrities RH from Droylsden?
Well, I've gone on Droylsden.
It's mental.
Someone did. Update Droylsden. That's the club. No, we want the because someone
sent
me a link.
Even you're on that as well. You're not even from Droylsden.
No, I think someone put me in by proxy.
How have you made the cut?
It got deleted. But in notorious people in Droylsden, I think you're more famous than some of these.
Yeah.
Like Eric Stewart, singer songwriter. Who's he? Do you know him?
I don't know who that is, mate. No,
I don't know. He was in a group called the Mindbenders. Scott Bruton, who was an X Factor finalist in 2008. You're more famous than him. The professional boxer, Prince Aaron. Howard Donald would take that. All right, I'll give you that one. He's quite big in the game.
Yeah, he is, mate.
Karen Barber, British ice dancer and Dancing on Ice judge. No, listen, we need to
get
our age.
Dancing on Ice one. Did you know her? No, I didn't know that. I didn't know she was. I know her face and that. I don't know if she was from Droylsden.
Well, you watched Dancing on Ice and that.
I've watched a few episodes of Dancing on Ice.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I should be on that.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
Notable people, right? So while you're editing Ryan Hopper's page, his coaching career, his appearance on The Brew, and his starring film role, can you also go onto the Droylsden page?
And while it's the RH show, follow social media as well.
Yeah, go on.
RH_elite coaching on Instagram.
Well, have we tagged him in on Instagram?
Yeah, we have.
There we go.
Give me a follow. Have fun with it.
He's
TikTok,
always there.
Give me a follow. RH Elite Coaching.
There you
see. The RH.
This is it.
Thank
we need
you.
To get
Thank
you all up. We need to sort this out because I'm
it's
a bit
mental.
Annoyed as well that the latest update on your Wikipedia page is what you were doing in 2012.
It's mental, isn't
Jesus
it?
Jesus, wet.
2024 now.
I mean, come on. I mean, to be fair, there is a bit on the senior career where it'll say team New Mills.
Yeah, but what about the appearances? For New Mills, I racked up like over 350 appearances.
Really?
I'm a legend. I should have a statue outside their ground as well. With up the RH on it.
Yeah.
It's mental.
Do you know what I mean? You can't mention New Mills without mentioning Ryan Hopper.
No, you can't.
Yeah. It's like...
Yeah. This is the RH show. Let's move on.
All right. Okay.
Cheers, mate.
What else do you want to talk about? What else have you done in your career?
No, I don't want to talk about myself
Other than the film career, the coaching, the appearances on the
I feel like it's been the RH show. I feel the, like we
being
should move on.
The Bobby Charlton of New Mills. Is okay. there anything else
Is that because I've got nowhere? Well, is that what you're saying?
I was just talking about your stature.
Receding airline. Is that what it is?
Listen, I'm not going to start throwing shade on people for having no hair.
I think it's been brilliant. I think it's been up the RH talk, but I think we should move on now.
All right, let's stop talking about Ryan Hopper and let's carry on talking about the likes of Bruno below, yeah?
Yes,
because we've been talking about them. This has been a bit football-orientated, this podcast.
Yeah, what's the comment saying? Because why don't they suggest something we should talk about?
Wayne Davies says, I was born in Crumsall Hospital.
Good lad.
Yeah, good. Love Where it. Is that? Is that North Manchester?
Yeah.
I'm not as au fait. John Manuel says, did you lads see it all kicking off in Fenerbahce a few days back? I didn't.
I haven't seen that, no.
No, I didn't say anything about that. No. Simpson says, if you wasn't born in St Mary's, you wasn't born in Manchester. Wow.
It's not very nice, is it?
That's being very specific, innit? You've got that one hospital in the whole of Manchester, and if you're not born there,
if he didn't put up the RH after that comment, he's not good enough.
Miles says, what pose would you have your statue doing? This is a good question, this. If you're going to have a statue outside New Millsy Stadium, which is obviously inevitable, it's going to happen sooner or later, what pose are you going to go for?
I'm not sure. That's a very good question, that.
So you can have I don't think I would do that.
No.
Busby he stood like that.
I would have it with like in motion, like a football motion, like you're passing the ball or something.
Right.
You know what I mean,
Are you
like showing your technique rather than just standing there. I would.
Yeah, because you're a player, aren't you?
Yeah,
so
I'm a baller.
You don't want it. Yeah, you can't just be stood there. You got to be. It's got to be an action shot. So, sort of maybe you know.
Yeah.
Doing what sort of a player were you? What was your best?
I was like
attribute?
Sat in front of the back four, just getting it, giving it.
Yeah.
It's like the quarterback of football, like a Paul Scholes. RH was like, you know what?
Go on.
While it's the RH show.
Yeah.
When I first broke into the Accrington team in the Manchester Evening News and the Tameside Advertiser, because I'm from Drawsden, it had new young Scholesy or something like that coming through.
Your picture. Not I think we've got it there, Heath, if you want to share that with the group. I've just slapped it over to you there. So have a look here, and it says here, Droylsden lad Ryan Hopper aims for Accrington Stanley deal. Said it would be a dream come true to get the contract for League 2 Accrington Stanley. Nicknamed Scholesy by
there
his teammates.
Hey? There we go.
Can't argue with that, can you?
We need to settle down here because it might crash again, talking about me. The amount of comments that are going into the chat now. Just settle down, everybody.
Was it your footballing ability that got you the nickname Scholesy, or was it the ginger hair?
I don't want to comment on that.
But I don't know.
I was
very solid footballer.
It was probably the ginger hair, to be fair, but I was very. Yeah, I was technical and I was. Yeah. I couldn't really move. I could move, but like, it wasn't rapid. It's all about the technique, you know what I mean?
No.
Just settle down in them comments, so don't make us crash again.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. I think the fact that people were just so
overdrive,
excited.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Oh, mate, it's such a nice thing to say as well. He says, the lads were really pleased for me and they nicknamed me Scholesy straight away and it spread to the fans. I love the nickname as he is a brilliant player. I just want to do the Accrington fans, my family and myself proud. Now
it's like he's been media trained at 17.
What a lad.
It's like he's been media trained.
Now and come here, son.
Mental.
What an absolute little legend, eh? Bless him.
Love it, lads.
Yeah, I hope the Accrington fans appreciate it.
And
you know, New Mills fans as well.
Yeah.
They got to get Scholesy. Scholesy at New Mills. That is mint though, because playing at that level, it's a top level, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're playing at a very high level. What was it like when you was a kid and you was sort of playing football and that? Was it like, could you take it in your stride? Could you be like, you know what, this is what I'm about, I've just got to get on with it. And
you know what?
A lot of lads I knew who didn't quite get there. They didn't get there because he got distracted and stuff like that.
I think it's a good question and a good message to any, you know, guys or girls who have got kids coming up in the academy system, because look at my own experience. From 6 to 14, I was at Man United.
Right.
From 6 to 14, I never played with my friends, very rarely played for school. So it was very serious from a young age. Then I went to Blackburn, went to Oldham, went to Accrington. If I look back on that I would have loved to have played for more for fun and enjoyed. It was very serious, but I wouldn't change anything. But if there's one thing that I could do is have that enjoyment. Everything was very, very serious. Yeah. So a message for people who have got kids who are playing and stuff like that, who are in academies, think just let them have fun. They're in the right place. They're going to develop. And just don't put too much demands on them. Just let them enjoy themselves. I think that's an important message. It's a very good question, because the development will be there if they're having fun. If they're disliking it and just feel too much pressure, they will fall out of the game, because you've got to love the game to be the best version of yourself. What a speech that is. That up is the RH. Come on, again.
You know what? In all honesty, that's the best speech we've ever had on this channel.
Honestly.
I mean, the bar's pretty low.
Honestly. It is.
Someone, Graham Wilde, says Eric Stewart is in 10cc. I didn't know that. Forgive me. That's big in the game, that 10cc. So he's up there. But no, I love what you're saying there, Hopper. I mean, my lad, you know, he's playing football, and I'm always conscious of just letting him enjoy himself. He's nowhere near the levels you were at, but he's doing well. He's cracking on. And I'm, you know, I'm not one of them dads that shouts at him. From the touchline.
No.
He's got his manager and his coach to tell him what to do.
That's what they're there for, Jay.
You don't need me giving contradictory advice that's probably not useful in any way, shape or form. So my only advice is just, you know, I just tell him, well done and keep going and stuff like that. Get your head up. Yeah. Sometimes he gets a bit upset when he's done something wrong.
Just keep it positive
vibes me on the touchline.
His
mum's the other way around. She doesn't give him any negative air. But God forbid if any parents are saying anything bad about him.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
She'll have him for breakfast.
Yeah, when your lad's playing, just let the coaches do the job. Yeah. You know, they're professional, or that's what they're there to do. When you're in the car on the way home, if you want to discuss the game, have a discussion. A lot of, you know, I don't really watch a lot of grassroots games, but when I did say my lad plays or whatever, you know, everyone's shouting, the lads or the girls are looking over to the parents, seeing what the parents are. That's not the way it should be.
No,
you should
have
conversations in the car and just let him enjoy himself. Like,
it's such a good point now, because I noticed that when he was, because a lot of the time, because it's seven aside at his age, so they're rotating a lot, so he could spend the first half in defence, second half up front, and his coach will be telling him, and then if you've got a parent going, Ellis, get over, you know what I mean, or that, and then he might have his teammates saying something to him as well. And I always just say, I just drill into him, say, listen to Dave, that's his coach, listen to what your coach says. Dave tells you to do something, you do that. Forget what anyone else is saying to you, because there's too many people who just think that, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson stood on the
too many opinions. It's going to confuse the lads, you know, or the girls and stuff.
And I feel sorry for some of the kids as well, because some of the parents are like, our team's quite good, the good set of parents, but we've been to a few games where you'll have parents just screaming. And
it's not right. It's not. They won't learn anything.
Jesus Christ, man. This is, they're 8 years old.
They'll end up
kids.
Falling out of the game.
Yeah.
They will fall out
of
the game.
You know what I mean? It's easy to just not enjoy it. And like you were saying, you know, I've had chats with him after the game and stuff, and we were chatting about corners and how to defend corners and stuff, and watching RH videos and stuff like that. Just this is a way to defend a corner or whatever. But I wouldn't be like,
Shouting
tactical advice to him in the middle of a bloody game.
That's the difference. It's great to, you know, you have that relationship with your lad where you can say, you know what, son, you should have done this in that moment, have a nice conversation. But once it was on the pitch and you're shouting things, and just let the coaches do the job and let the kids play. And if you want to have conversations, there's too many of it. And that's why when you get into the academy scene and stuff like that, parents are not allowed to say a word.
Are they not?
They have to let the coaches do stuff. Listen, some parents do, but they'll be told to like wind their necks in.
You have to
just watch the game, you know, and have the conversations in the car. The coaches are doing their job, and just let them guide your children and let them develop.
I love that. I remember my lad used to go boxing. He had to quit, and he loved his boxing, but he had to quit because it clashed with his football. And the boxing coach in Earlham, he didn't take any, no messing about in his gym. And one of the dads was piping up one day, you know, trying to give advice to his son, but shouting at him and that. And the boxing coach was like, basically, shut up or leave. He said, I'm the coach in there, not you.
Exactly.
And if you want to go and tell him what to do, you can go and tell him what to do outside the gym. And he just shut up and let him get on with it. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, no, I completely agree. RH, you know what? I've had a night. Good laugh today.
Yeah, it's been class, yeah.
Chatting about your career.
It's been the RH show, hasn't it? Change that from the Bruno Mandela to the RH show.
Have you got that picture I sent you of RH?
No, don't put that on. If you want to get a good one.
The picture behind us.
Listen.
Come on, guys. I think this is the RH show. It's not.
It is the RH show.
This is like, there's a difference between mocking and admiring. Like, admiring a young lad who has done very well, has played at a higher level than I will ever dream of attaining. And obviously that ship has sailed for me. I'm 44 years old. But I would love to have been good enough to play professional football, to be at United for 8 years or however long it was, and to be at, where was you, at Blackburn?
Another very
good academy at Blackburn.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Where did you train at Blackburn?
At Brockhall.
I used to go there, I used to report there. They got good facilities,
lovely,
haven't they?
Yeah. We had the really senior one at the top, the academy one at the bottom. Yeah.
I remember, very good. I used to cover him. Yeah. And then where else
look
is it?
Look at this guy.
Look at that.
Look at him, a young RH in his prime. No, not in his prime there.
Hey.
But look at him.
The whole, his whole life ahead of him.
Look at him. And now, in 2024, he's with the main man, Jay, on the paddock, RH show. Look at him. Look at it, even zooming in.
Look at his glinting
design. Look at his nose there. Look at that conk on him. Look at his conk on him there. Look at his hairline's good on that as well. Whatever happened.
But Lee News says like a young Prince Harry.
Cheers, mate.
Jed91 says Northwest Steve Sidwell. I can see a little bit of Steve Sidwell in there.
Steve Sidwell in my time. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Any more abusive comments?
That's not abusive. Nah, yeah, here's one for you. Jacoya Trot says majestic head of hair. I think that's the perfect... place to edit. You have got hair, though, you aren't you? You're just pretending
but
to be
just
bald.
It's going, mate. It's going.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, if I grow my hair, it stays it's like this.
Yeah. Love it.
Joe Smith says I look like Dr. Phil if I grow my hair. just have that bit there.
Hey. Wow. What a show.
What a show. We've had it all today.
Don't forget,
if you've got access to Wikipedia, get on the Droylsden page, get on the New Mills page, get on the Ryan Hopper page. Update it. We need to get the main man updated. It's like his career ended in 2012. It only just begun.
Yeah. You know what? I just want to say to the viewers, thank you for tuning in to Look the RH Show. Hopefully, I'll see you soon.
Can I come on it again? I would love to have you as a guest on the Up the RH Show. Thank you.
Up the RH podcast might be coming soon after this.
I think the Up the RH channel. I think Stretford Paddock might be getting a rebrand.
And the merch and everything.
Hey, it's completely. Oh, forget about Stretford Paddock. You've had that.
Right.
It's RH.
Calm down because it might go off again. Calm down.
We've brought the internet once. Don't worry
again.
Big thank you to everyone who got involved in the chat and the comments.
Thank you.
Big thank you to Surfshark and Manscaped for sponsoring this podcast. Go and check them out. There's links in the description. Go and check out RH Elite Coaching. If you're following us on Instagram, we've just tagged him in an Instagram post, so go and check that out as well. Always a pleasure, my brother.
Hey, mate, I appreciate you.
Great
appreciate
to have you
everyone.
Up the RH.
Up
there
the RH.
Is. Hey, that's
oh, what,
been,
a, what a kid.
What a guy.
What a guy. Hey, screenshot absolutely. That now. Send it me. Hey, I love it.
That's been RH. I've been Jay Martin. This has been The Brew. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.